Some very powerful and very rich readings. If you're looking for anything in your prayer this week, definitely encourage you to go back to all of these readings and just to listen or reflect upon them and let the Lord speak to you through them. Great readings. How powerful that particular gospel. It may be, in a sense, to recognize, and I think this is important for us to hear, that realization that mercy is more powerful than the sins that we can commit. It's interesting. The son swallowed up the money on prostitutes and other particular things, and the son says, and you still slaughtered the fattened calf for him. And the father says, we have him back. God's mercy trumps every sin that we could commit. God is merciful and God is loving. So that realization, God receiving God's mercy, and then that desire for us to share that mercy with others. The power of God's mercy. And it's interesting, I find myself that these readings are also very real of just the human condition, just our weakness, our ability to really comprehend and understand, especially the mysteries of God. Sometimes we just get caught up or don't necessarily get it. Even in my own life, it's interesting, sometimes if I was to reflect upon my life, sometimes I probably would spend more time sharing or talking about the faults and mistakes and the sins that I have committed. Maybe more than I would be drawn to speak about God's mercy and his forgiveness and his constant love and care for me. Sometimes our own human condition reminds us and draws us back to our faults and the mistakes and sins that we have done. And yet, all God desires to do is to love us, to be merciful to us, and to forgive us. How many times do we have to be forgiven and receive God's mercy before we get it? Before we recognize, I want to live in your mercy and your love, than in the world, than in all these allurements. But it also speaks to us as well, just that realization of just maybe how powerful the distractions of the world that we live in. Interesting enough, in that first reading, right, all the powerful and awesome things that God did for the Israelites in Egypt, how they were saved by the blood of the Lamb that was poured on the doorposts, as they saw the Red Sea split open before them and walk through it, as they turned around and watched the Red Sea consume all of Pharaoh's army and were saved. And here, just a little while longer, they put together an idol of a little calf made out of gold and began to worship it. Where was the disconnect? Where did they get lost? How did they forget what God had done for them? Or even this son who comes up to his father and basically asking for his inheritance and saying, Dad, you're dead to me. Everything that you can give to me, everything that you promised me, the inheritance, everything else, I don't want it. All right, it's not going to work for me, or it's not going to bring me the happiness or joy that I, whatnot. I want to go try something else. Give me what I deserve. He doesn't just leave. He actually asks that he wants his inheritance, which is basically saying that his father is dead to him. And just imagine the father who kind of splits up, probably had to sell half the property, and gives the money, the inheritance, to his son, and his son goes off. Where was the disconnect? What did the son miss that he thought that he would find happiness out in the world somewhere else? And even the older son, too, who was there every day with the father, who in a sense, just as the father said, everything I have is yours. And yet the older son became so distracted and caught up by pride and caught up by what he thought was the right way and his way to salvation and couldn't even forgive his younger brother. How easy it is for us to get distracted. And where did we go wrong? Even in our world today with abortion, even many people think that even in certain situations, still abortion is okay. Or even the sense of contraception, that many of us too think, well, in certain situations in my own private life, contraception is okay, or it's accepted, or I can make that choice. Of course not. Or even in some sense with immigration, and even racism, and so much hatred. Where did these particular things come from? Where were these seeds planted? How could we look and say because somebody is different or they weren't born here that they don't deserve God's love or a place to live? Where did we get off track? Where did we become distracted? But even too, in some situations of husband and wives and children, even in parents, sometimes small little things irritate us or bother us. And sometimes we allow those little things to grow into something so big that we, in some sense now, could hate or allow these particular things to divide us. The family that many times was so strong. These little particular distractions, little things that easily pull us off track and that consume our attention. And many times we get so caught up in them, they become our truths. They become our idols. But God never stops loving us. God never stops coming for us. God never stops reminding us. Again, He knows His mercy trumps all sin. And He knows that He has the winning card. And He knows He has nothing to lose, because God has destroyed sin and death on the cross. So for us, just encourage you, just daily desiring to stay true to the Lord and stay focused on Him and His love and being reminded of the mercy and gifts and blessings that He has given to you, to truly be thankful every day, to focus upon Him, and to be aware and to recognize the world is distracting, and it will be just trying to distract me and pull me away. That's the way of the world, the way of the evil one. And number two, I would encourage you that if you know people who have left the church, left the faith, maybe they've gone to live a life of dissipation, maybe have turned away from the church and the world, I encourage you to desire to be like Moses. Intercede for them. Love them. Recognize that they have gone astray, but still recognize that God wants to be merciful, wants to show His mercy and love to them. Pray for them. Love them. Give attention to them. Wait for them just as the Father patiently waited for His Son to return. The way that we will be able to remind and to show the world of God's mercy and love is that we have realized it. And it's more important to us than our sins, our accomplishments in the world, our own broken and mistakes, that we recognize the most important thing is what God has done for us and what God constantly and consistently gives to us every moment of every day, Himself.